There's a construction boom underway in veteran cemeteries. The government is building more of them now than at any time since the Civil War. Both in North Carolina and other states, the projects are bringing cemeteries closer to hundreds of thousands of veterans. As part of WUNC's American Homefront Project, Jay Price reports from Goldsboro.
Eternal rest. People usually expect that theirs will be peaceful, but not the ones who want to be buried in this cemetery, now under construction in Goldsboro. That's kind of the whole point. North Carolina's newest state veterans cemetery is right under the flight path of Seymour Johnson Air Force Base, and there's a large local population of veterans. Teresa West, who helps oversee the four cemeteries run by the State Division of Veterans Affairs, tries to describe this one.
So on my right side here is the administration building. As you can see from the architecture, it looks like airplane wings since we're close to the base here. And all of our cemeteries are different as far as architecture, so I think this one's very special.
A few miles away, in a mobile home park just off a country two lane, is one of those local veterans who isn't troubled by the idea of eternally howling jet turbines over his gravesite.
Okay, my name is Michael Burris, and I'm 68.
Burris is sitting on his couch with his walker and an array of pill bottles within reach. He served a bloody tour north of Saigon as an Army medic during the peak of the Vietnam War. Burris helped local leaders lobby for the cemetery.
Well, it's a place of special honor for me to be buried there, to be recognized as a veteran, and for people to come by and see how beautiful it's going to be.
He says many veterans think it's important to be buried with other vets. It can also be vital for those with tight budgets.
There is no cost to veterans, and of course, you know how expensive burials are today. It's a big burden lifted off my family.
In the next few years, a lot more families around the country are going to be able to avoid that burden. Ronald Walters heads the VA's National Cemetery Administration, which has embarked on a building boom to put cemeteries closer to more veterans. He says VA research has found that families are unlikely to use a cemetery more than 75 miles from their home.
We have opened 19 new national cemeteries since 1999, and we'll be doing an additional 17 in the near future. That's an amazing expansion and unprecedented for our system.
And that doesn't include recent VA grants for nearly two dozen new state cemeteries like the one in Goldsboro. Walter's office is also taking some creative approaches. In rural areas with too few veterans to justify full cemeteries, the VA is building veteran sections at existing public and private burial grounds. The first just opened in Montana, and seven more are on the way. And in major cities, where land is scarce and expensive, the VA is taking advantage of a powerful national trend.
10 years ago, about 38% of our burials were for cremated remains. Today, more than half are for cremated remains. At Sarasota National Cemetery in Florida and Riverside National Cemetery in California, the rate is about 70%.
So in Los Angeles, Chicago, New York, and elsewhere, the VA is building national cemeteries that are solely columbaria. They can house thousands of funeral urns in relatively little space. In Goldsboro, that new state cemetery will have a columbarium, too. And County Veterans Service Officer Sandy Lugo says that about two dozen families are already waiting for it to open in November.
They're excited because they're holding ashes at home, actually, waiting for the cemetery to open so they can have a service and have them placed there. And then I've got the ones who were hoping to live long enough to see it open and know that they'll go there.
And Michael Burris, the Vietnam vet, says there's something else special about the Goldsboro Cemetery. It will be part of a buffer that protects Seymour Johnson from encroaching residential development. Should the Pentagon decide to close more bases, the buffer makes it less likely that Seymour Johnson will be targeted.
It protects the land, and it protects our flight path to keep the base from being closed. So that's a huge reason right there.
The way Burris sees it, jet noise he won't be able to hear anyway is a small price for the chance to serve his country again, even after he's gone. Jay Price, North Carolina Public Radio, WUNC.